Surprise, first of all, I wouldn't have thought of him as a candidate, given that he was still playing on. I mean, he's 34 now, so he's sort of heading toward the twilight years. But I think he's a great appointment. He knows the league. More importantly, he knows the club. He's played for Derry. He's played in the league. He's had good experience playing in Scotland and England over many years. So I think all round it's a great appointment. Just reading some of the online comments on social media from supporters, a lot of them asking if he's bringing boots with him. So that would show you the immediate respect that he'll command and the delight amongst the supporters. So I think all round it's a brilliant appointment.
Yeah, and you mentioned there he's not long since he's played for Derry. So I suppose the club probably think that that's going to be an advantage too, Mark, the fact that he's not long since he's been playing at a high level and that he just left the club as a player back in November.
Yes, and I've met him a few times at matches as a spectator watching them, and so he'd be watching it with fresh eyes, just as a fan, I suppose. I would be surprised at the appointment in that Tiernan was the manager who let him go from the club, although he moved to Coleraine and they won the cup and he did well there. But it just seemed a bit of a surprise to me that he was bringing him back, or he's coming back under Tiernan Lynch's tenure. It might be a higher board level decision. But his experience and his knowledge, his passion, his commitment, he's just a perfect, the more I think about it, he's just a perfect person for that role. So he'll not be too long waiting to get started and get under the thick of it. And I'm sure he's got a few ideas and stuff. It's okay having people suggesting players from afar, which Derry have had in the past. But when you've got somebody who's, you know, a heart in the sleeve man like Mark Connolly, I think it's a much better proposition going forward.
So, logistically, what is this going to mean for the landscape at Derry City now going forward? What exactly do you think Mark's role will involve?
Well, director of football, he'd be looking at improving the playing staff. One of the things that I've talked about this many times over the years, because I've been covering Derry for Highland since 1981, and people tell the manager, whoever the manager of the time is, tell him this and tell him that and tell him who to leave out and who to play and he's done this wrong. That's not the way it works. But Mark will know areas that he will identify. Obviously, the manager will be driving this, I think, because he picks the players. But I think going forward, he'll be able to identify areas that Derry need help in or improvement in and where those players can come from. And I think, again, coming back to the fact that he's played at the club, he knows it inside out, that's a step up, a good positive for Derry, because this is a man who'll really be committed to doing it. He's not a guy who'll be coming in to pick up a cheque every month and, you know, cut through the work as best he can. He'll really be giving it 110%. So I think for the future, he'll be looking to see it. Talking about people telling me to tell managers things, Derry supporters want to see locals playing in the team, and they see players coming in from outside and people moan about short-term deals and, you know, players in big long contracts that aren't locals or aren't committed. So maybe Mark's joining the staff now will see more players maybe being brought through. It might not be a large number, it may be one or two in a season, but at least the fans can start to see local kids getting a chance to come through, then that in itself will be well worth his appointment.
For sure, and you mentioned the word positive there. It is surely positive, and good news ahead of tomorrow night's game against Bohemians, which is on the pitch, and Derry need to get back to winning ways, and this is all pointed towards an improvement in form on the pitch.
Yes, and I know Michael Duffy's had a good week in training this week, so he'll hopefully be starting the game. That in itself is nearly as good as a victory, having him on the pitch from the start, because they were so reliant on him last year and he pulled them out of so many holes with goals and great pieces of play. So tomorrow night's a bit of a farewell to Celtic Park. They want to get back home to the new pitch at the Brandywell, and I just think the timing of this is very nice. They want to get a one at home. They need a victory. Too many draws. They have more than enough quality in their squad to get these points and go forward. And, you know, coming back after the break now, boys will come back refreshed and ready to go again, and they'll see this as a, you know, step now to get back away from Celtic Park, down the street back home to the Brandywell. So this appointment comes at a nice time, and I'm sure it'll be well received by the fans tomorrow night at the game.